This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Senate will try to conclude debate today on a bill that would reorganize the intelligence establishment along the lines recommended by the 9/11 Commission. The bill's bipartisan sponsors are pushing for a final vote before the Senate adjourns on Friday. The House also is expected to approve its own version of intelligence reform this week. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Reforming institutions is often like hammering horseshoes. To get the job done, you've got to strike while the iron is still hot. And Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, who's the chief sponsor of the bill reshaping the intelligence establishment, predicted yesterday that if the Senate doesn't finish that bill this week, the opportunity will have passed.
There is no reason not to move forward to pass this bill early this week. There is every reason to do so.
But the message from one of her colleagues was, not so fast.
Slow down. What's the hurry? What is the hurry?
West Virginia's Robert Byrd, the Senate's most senior Democrat, said the rush to carry out reform as elections draw near reminded him too much of 2 years ago. At that time, just weeks before the midterm election, the Senate authorized the use of force in Iraq and also created what Byrd called a struggling Department of Homeland Security. This time, he said, senators are being asked to approve the creation of the post of National Intelligence Director and to give that person authority to move people and money around as he or she pleases.
Let us remember that intelligence was manipulated to get us into the Iraq War. Will it not be more easily manipulated in the hands of one intelligence chief, a partisan chief, more free than ever to tweak intelligence to please a president, maybe a Democratic president? Oh, does that make it any better? No.
But Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman, who's the other lead sponsor of the intelligence reform bill, insisted that Congress would do well to yield some of its power of the purse to a new intelligence chief. What's at stake, he said, is defending the country against terrorist attacks.
The National Intelligence Director, who I've been calling the general we don't have now of our intelligence forces, can transfer personnel or money to fight the war on terrorism, to plug a gap that he sees existing in his ranks, to respond to a crisis that occurs somewhere in the world. That's kind of flexibility we want him to give.
That argument carried the day. By a vote of 62-29, the Senate killed an amendment Byrd had offered to restrict how a national intelligence director might move money around. There was a separate attempt by the Senate's most senior Republican, Alaska's Ted Stevens, to strip a provision from the bill that would make public what up to now has been an official secret, the amount of money being spent on intelligence.
It is far-reaching to the point of really having the ability to destroy the intelligence capability to plan for the future. Now, I think that there's no question about the right to know. There's no question about the right to know everything except the secrets of the country. Now, aren't we allowed to have some secrets left?
55 senators voted against Stevens' amendment, while only 37 voted for it. Both votes were seen as a rebuff of the purse strings holding Appropriations Committee. Stevens chairs that panel, and Byrd is its ranking Democrat and past chairman. Arizona Republican John McCain opposed their amendments.
There are three kinds of senators here in the United States Senate: Republican senators, Democrat senators, and appropriators. And the appropriators are desperately trying to protect their turf.
McCain has been pushing for the Senate to follow one of the most controversial recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, to put the power of authorizing and appropriating money for intelligence activities in the hands of the Intelligence Committee itself, so as to make real its oversight power. But that may be a step beyond what the Senate will allow. Yesterday, Democratic Whip Harry Reid, who's on the Appropriations Committee, said he and Republican Whip Mitch McConnell, who's also on the Appropriations Committee, were recommending that the powers of the purse not be handed over to the Intelligence Committee.
With the appropriation process, which has been in effect in the Congress for all these, you know, well more than 100 years, there's no reason to change the process now. And I think it goes without saying that you change it here, and then the Armed Services is going to want it changed, and then Commerce Committee.
The reorganization of the Senate's oversight of intelligence will likely be considered in a separate bill this week on the Senate floor. Both Republicans and Democrats are eager to take credit for acting swiftly on the 9/11 Commission's recommendations, despite the warnings from some colleagues that they're legislating in haste. David Wellna, NPR News.